Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Brachos with Mishnahs Dalad and Hey. Mishnah Dalad begins, Bal keri mahaher belibo ve'enu mevarech lo lefaneha ve'lo le'achareha. A bal keri, which is someone who saw a seminal emission, mahaher belibo, he has the intention in his heart, and he doesn't say the brachas on Kriyat Shema either before or after. So basically, someone who had a seminal emission, he would say Kriyat Shema mentally, and he wouldn't say the brachas at all. V'al hamazon mevarech la'achrav ve'enu mevarech lefanav. And for food, for brachas on meals, he would bench afterwards, but he would not say brachas before eating. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarech lefnehem ula'achareihem. Rabbi Yehuda says that he would make blessings before them and after them, and we'll see what everything means. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Balkari. Ezra tikein shelo yikra balkari b'Torah. Ezra, the biblical Ezra, he established that a balkari, someone who has a seminal emission, should not read from the Torah. Bein shura akari l'onso, bein l'irtzono. Whether he saw this emission against his will or intentionally. Ad sheyitbol. And this would last until he would go to mikveh and submerse himself. V'lo b'mnei tumah v'tahara, and this was not because of ritual impurity. She'ein divrei Torah mekablin tumah, because reasons of ritual impurity, you don't touch truma, you don't touch things, but words of Torah, they don't contract ritual impurity. So it's not a purity issue. Ela kadei shelo yiyu tamidei chachamim mitzuyim etzel nishasehen ketarnegolim. Rather, the reason is that scholars should not be chasing after their wives like roosters. So it was really to make them stop and think of the consequences it's going to have in effect, so that they should be perhaps a little more prudent in determining when they need to fulfill their physical needs. Mahaher, he should think in his heart. Kriyat Shema belibo kishagiyas man hamikra. He should have Kriyat Shema, because the mission doesn't specify what exactly it is he has intention in his heart, when the proper time comes. Ve'enu mevarech lefaneho l'achareha, and he doesn't say the brachas before and after Kriyat Shema, v'afilo behihur, even in his thoughts. He doesn't say them, he doesn't think them. Kivan debrachas lav diraisa, saying Kriyat Shema is a Torah obligation, but the brachas are not a Torah obligation. They were instituted by the rabbis, lo'utzichuhu rabbanan. So the rabbis didn't establish that a person has to say the brachas in such a case. Yal hamozon mavarech la'achrav, he says the benching after he eats, dechiyuv adiraisahu, because that is an obligation from the Torah. Ve'enu mavarech lefanav, but he doesn't say a bracha before he eats food, delav chiyuv adiraisahu, because that is not a Torah obligation, that is a rabbinic obligation. Ukvar nifsaka hahalacha, debatluha litibulasa. This whole law about a balkari having to go to the mikveh has already been discarded. We no longer follow this law. Ubal krin korin Kriyat Shema kidarchan, and people who are balkari, they say Kriyat Shema as the normal practice. Ba'oskin b'Torah, and they learn Torah. Umispalin, and they daven. Umavarchin kol habrachos, and they say all the brachas. Ve'en ma'ar b'davar, and there's no discussion, there's no controversy on the matter. This is the established practice. The law that Ezra established has been discarded, and halacha lemaisa, balkari has no effect on ritual practice. Mishnah Hey, Haya Omei Bitfila, if somebody was saying Shmona Esrei, v'nizkar shehu balkari, and he remembers that he was a balkari. Remember, this is talking about after Ezra made the law, but before the law was discarded. So at a time when a balkari had to go to mikveh before he could daven. So if he was saying Shmona Esrei and he remembered, oh, a balkari. Al yafsik eli yikatser. He shouldn't break it off, but he should shorten it. Yorad litbol, when he goes down to immerse in a mikveh, im yochel lalos v'hiskasos likros ad shelo tanitzachama, if he's able to get out of the water, get dressed, and say Kriyat Shema before Netzachama, Hanetz is the sunrise, Yalav Yizkase V'yikra, then he should come out of the water, and he should get dressed, and he should say Kriyat Shema. V'im Lav, but if that's not the case, Yidkase B'mayim V'yikra, then he can cover himself with the water and say Kriyat Shema. Avalo yikasa lo b'mayim harayim v'lo b'meha mishra. But he should not cover himself with bad water, pungent water. He shouldn't use water that's foul, and he shouldn't use water that's used for soaking, and we'll explain what that is in just a moment. Ad shiyatu l'socho mayim, until he puts water into it. Now, at first glance, you would think that he needs to dilute the bad water, but we'll see in Bart Nuro that's not the case. V'kama yarchik mehemu min hatzoa, and how much need he distance himself from them, and we'll see what them is. Again, presumably it's these bad waters, and from dung, in order to daven. Arba amos, 4 amos. Again, let's look in the Bart Nuro. Lo yafsik, he should not just break it off. Someone who is davening Shemoneh Esrei and realizes he's a Balkari shouldn't just stop abruptly. Lo yafsik tefilaso legamrei, he shouldn't break it off completely. Ela yikatzer kol bracha ubracha, rather he says a shortened version of each of the brachas remaining in his prayer. Velikros ad shelo tanei tzachama, and if he's able to get up out of the water and get dressed and read before hanei tzachama. Shehavasikin medatkin al atzman ligmor osa im hanei tzachama. Because the vasikin, the ones who get up early, where we get our term, the vasikin vinyan, they were careful on themselves that they should complete kriyat shema with sunrise. Dichsiv, and then it quotes a verse in Tehillim. It says, Yerucha im Hashemesh, I see you with the sun. So based on that verse, their practice was to be very careful to say Kriyat Shema at sunrise. Yitkase b'mayim, he should cover himself with the water. V'davka mayim ikurim, she'ein libo roe es ha'erva. This speaks specifically of dark water, water that's become dingy, I guess, so that his heart can't see his private parts, because that's a rule. You have to have a separation between those two things in order to say a bracha, or to daven, or learn Torah. Aval tzlulim lo. But if the water is clear, then it doesn't work. B'mayim ha-ra'im. He can't do this in foul water. Mayim seruchim. Okay, so water that smells bad. B'mei ha-mishra, or water that's used for soaking. Mayim shushorin b'hem pishtin. Water that's used for soaking flax. So very specific what that means. Ad shiyatil l'sochan mayim, until he pours water into them. Chisuri mechsra. This Mishnah is missing a piece. So it's not just going abruptly from the bad water and the water of soaking, and then you've got to pour water into it. There's a piece missing. V'hachi katani, and this is what it should say. V'lo yikra etzel meraglayim, and he's not allowed to say kriyat shema facing urine, ad shiyitin l'socho mayim, until he pours water into it in order to dilute the urine. Keeping in mind that, again, this was pre-plumbing, and people went outside, and that's how it was. B'shir ha-mayim she'yatil l'meraglayim shel pam'achas revius. And the amount that he had to pour into enough urine for a single bathroom visit was a revius of water. V'kama yarchik mehem, and how much does he need to distance himself from them? Now we know. Min ha-meraglayim shelo hitil l'socho mayim, from urine that hasn't been diluted with water, u'min ha-tzoa, and from dung, from feces. Arba amos, 4 amos, which is about 8 feet. V'davke kishehu l'tzadadin o l'achrav. This is specifically when the offensive material is either behind him or one of the sides. Aval lafanav, but if it's in front of him, marchik k'malo einav. He's got to get it out of his sight. So even if it's 10 feet, 12 feet, 14 feet, if it's directly in front of him, he can't daven facing it. And that is the end of Mishnah's Dalid and Hay. Join us tomorrow when we will learn Mishnah Vav, and then we will begin Perek Dalet.